I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all hearing, all knowing from Satan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, welcome to another silsila, Reality of Shaitan. And today we bring you a topic. The topic today is effect of satanic whispers. Before we go into our topic today, let's listen to a blessing of sending peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, if two Muslims who love each other for the sake of Allah azza wa jal meet each other, shake hands and send durood upon the Prophet before they depart from each other, their previous sins are forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islam brothers, we learn that when two Muslims meet, it's a great action there that we recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you meet each other, you give salam, at the same time recite peace and blessings, recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, inshaAllah. By the blessing of this, our sins will be forgiven before we depart, inshaAllah azza wa jal. So my dear Islam brothers, today our topic in the silsila Reality of Shaitan is effects of satanic whispers. Our previous topic was satanic whispers, and today the effects of satanic whispers. So how effective the satanic whispers are, and what effect they can cause in our society, amongst our family, amongst our country, amongst our lands, how effective these satanic whispers are. So inshallah today our topic, effects of satanic whispers. I would like to start that in the company of the best of the people, the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, when this took place, satanic whispers came unto the hearts of the Sahaba. They would come into the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would advise them in related to this. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, when they would have this type of whispers falling onto their heart, they would say that we could not express these types of whispers of shaitan. We could not express them to anyone. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala wa jama'in, they would come into the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. And it is stated in the book of hadith in Sahih Muslim that some of the blessed companions came into the court of the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and they humbly said, we have such thoughts, i.e. satanic whispers, in our hearts that we consider it very bad to express them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, have you felt things? They humbly said, yes. He sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam said, this is open faith. A person came into the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and humbly said, I have such thoughts in my heart that I like to burn into ashes rather than expressing them. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, we thank Allah azza wa jal who has made these thoughts satanic whispers. The renowned commentator of Quran, the great thinker of the Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullah alayhi, has stated, Allah has declared these thoughts to be satanic whispers, and there is no punishment for them. He Azza wa Jal is gracious and knows the helplessness of the boundsman. So my dear Islamic brothers, there is no punishment for this type of satanic whispers. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, certainly Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven the thoughts, i.e. the whispers caused by shaitan in the heart of my ummah for me, unless they act upon it and talk about it. Commentating on the above mentioned hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullah alayh has stated, there is no punishment for the evil thoughts This is particularly of the ummah. The previous ummah were held accountable even for them, i.e. having satanic whispers permanently in the heart or deliberately thinking about them. Keep it in mind that there is a difference between a bad thought and a firm bad intention. One is accountable for a firm bad intention. Even a firm intention of disbelief is disbelief. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers, so this is the effect of the whispers of shaitan, that first of all, we are not taken account for them unless we are involved in that action. How shaitan, he whispers, and the effects of these whispers, you can understand by this one narration which has been mentioned. A person, he saw shaitan with his finger raised, and he asked shaitan, "What are you raising your finger?" Shaitan replied, "I do big task with this finger. I make people fight each other. I make people have grudge against each other just by this one finger." Now the person, he asked, "How is this possible? Why one finger? How can you divert someone to such an extent? How can you make someone fight or have grudge with one finger?" Then the shaitan said, "See this city in front of us. I will make this city, the people in this city, fight each other and destroy each other." So Iblis, he enters the city. And when he enters the city, he finds a person, he's a sweet maker. A person is making sweet, and he has this big pan which is boiling and is putting sugar with water to make syrup. Now what does Iblis do? What does Shaitan do? Shaitan, he dips his finger into the syrup and he says to that person, "Watch what happens now, how these people will destroy each other." So he dips his finger into the syrup and he places it on the wall. After placing on the wall, flies come and they sit upon this syrup, and they many flies have gathered. A house lizard, he sees all these flies and he gets onto the wall and he comes towards all these flies. Now the owner of the sweet shop, he has a cat. Now when this cat sees this lizard, the cat climbs onto the wall to take down the lizard. Just then, two soldiers are walking from outside, and these soldiers have a dog with them. Now when that dog, it sees this cat, the dog springs towards that cat. Now the cat, saving itself, trying to protect himself from the dog, it falls into that pan of syrup. So that cat falls into the pan of syrup, dying. Now when the owner sees that the dog attacked my cat and his cat's been killed, the owner, he kills the dog. Now when the soldiers, when they see that their dog has been killed by this owner of the sweet shop, they kill the owner. Now when the family of the owner of the shop, the sweet shop, they find out that two soldiers have killed our relative, they come and they kill the soldier. Now what happens now when the army finds out that the two soldiers have been killed? The army, they attack this city, destroying it, killing everyone in the city. Like this, the whole city is being destroyed. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Bandichan, did you see how shaitan, the attacks of his whispers and destroying a whole city? And you, these examples, these sort of things are in front of our eyes. Today, war has been raged between one land and another, one city to another, one country to the another. People are fighting each other. It could be over the misconceptions of someone's thought, or someone thinks that someone has done this without looking in evidence, without finding out the results, what has happened. War is raged between countries and lands, and people like this are destroyed. These are the effects of the satanic whispers, the whispers of shaitan. My dear Islamic brothers, this is obviously with countries in a similar way. Communities are destroyed like this. Many communities you find for years and years, they have grudge against each other. Many cultures have grudge against each other. This could have been created by shaitan from the day one, from whispers of shaitan, which he must have diverted many people like this, many communities like this. Today people find the difference in their culture, in their community. People have hatred for each other. Why? Sometimes people have hatred for each other because of the skin color, because he's black, because he's white, because he's brown. This sort of hatred is put by the whispers of Shaitan. He whispers unto the heart of men, try to divert us away from each other, try to divert us away from unity, from the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, from the love of His beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers, like this, families have been destroyed because of these whispers of Shaitan. And you see this in different households, in different families. Families have broken ties. They have broken for years and years. From generations, from grandfathers, people have broken ties. They don't want to know each other. They were one family at one time because one person, he might have made a little mistake. The whispers of Shaitan was whispered into the hearts of the others, breaking family ties. Like these families have been broken. And even till today, my dear Islamic brothers, these whispers of Shaitan are continually taking place amongst our families, amongst our households. And Shaitan is trying to divert us away and try to break us with our family ties. This is why you find a brother and a sister has broken ties with each other. A mother and a son has broken ties. A father and a daughter has broken ties. Many family ties have been broken. Why? Because of the whispers of Shaitan. And Shaitan has put these whispers in our hearts. My dear Islamic brothers, we should turn away from these whispers of Shaitan. We should turn away from these thoughts of Shaitan and unite together. Okay, it wasn't your mistake. It was his mistake. Go into the court. Go and knock onto the door. Just ask him, it was my mistake. Admit. Just say sorry. Unite together. Why? Because Iblis, Shaitan, the devil, he's trying to divert us away. He's trying to make us break these family ties with each other. And you see this amongst our families, my dear Islamic brothers. Today, brothers and sisters have broken ties. Why? Over a little thing. The father might have treated one child with goodness, the other one is built with hasad, with jealousy. If one daughter has a better gift given to her, the other daughter feels, oh, I didn't get this gift, and involved in satanic whispers, having this with their own family, with their own mother and father. Children are having these types of thought. Keep in mind, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers, these are those parents. All their lives, from your childhood, they brought you up. When you couldn't eat, they put food into your mouth. When you couldn't change your clothes, they changed your clothes. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers, this is that mother and father, how they kept us, how they looked after us, how they brought us up, how they spend every moment of their lives in bringing us up. Today, because of these satanic whispers today, my dear Islamic brothers, if we are going to have hatred for our parents, where does it leave us? My dear Islamic brothers, save yourself from these satanic whispers, from these thoughts of Shaitan, because he's diverting us away. And a lot of the times, this is amongst families, amongst with our parents, with our brothers and sisters, and especially with a husband and wife. This takes place where there's a family, a peaceful family, a husband has been married, a wife who has been married for years. They've got children. Shaitan is trying to divert them away even at these moments when they are living with each other very happily. Sometimes it could be little things like the wife hasn't made food. The food has not been ready. The husband comes home and he's furious and he's taking it out on his wife. And at that time, Shaitan takes part. And he tries to whisper and diverts them away, making her speak out. When she speaks out, the husband is arguing back. Like this, it goes into an argument. It goes into fights. Sometimes you find divorces are taking place over a little thing. Why? Because the food wasn't made. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, these type of whispers of Shaitan, we should keep ourselves safe. If in these occasions, something like this has taken place, if the food wasn't right, the husband should have patience. Why? By him having patience at this time, it could be that he might enter into Jannah. There's a very beautiful story related to this. It is said that a wife of a person, she added extra salt in the food. Now when the husband ate the food, he felt that it was very salty. And he was about to come out and take out on his wife, but he remained patient. He thought to himself, normally the food is made good. Today the food is not made right. I should forgive my wife. What if I punish my wife today and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment punishes me, what will happen? In like this, this person, he thought to himself, he let his wife off. He didn't say nothing. He remained silent after he passed away. Someone saw him in a dream and asked, how has Allah well treated you? He says that I was about to be inflicted by punishment. And then Allah Azza wa Jal said, my bounds woman had added too much salt in his food and you forgave her. I have forgiven you today in return. My dear Islam brothers, these are the things to overcome the whispers of shaitan. It is stated in the blessed hadith, whoever restrains his anger on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will save him from the torment. So my dear Islam brothers, save yourself, save your family members from these whispers of shaitan and try to move the family members away from the whispers of shaitan to bring back that love. Why? Just think, if a husband and wife breaks up, what happens is the breakup of the husband and wife leads to the children and not able to gain the right upbringing, the right education, the right understanding of the deen. Like these generations coming down are away from the straight path. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, these are the whispers of shaitan. How shaitan succeeds in whispering unto the hearts of the believers and diverting them away and causing these whispers. And sometimes what happens is when family ties breaks up, someone comes and joins them together. Even at that time, the whispers of shaitan, I can't live with this person, I can't be with him. They might have joined back together, the family ties have come back together. Still shaitan is there, he's making or looking for an excuse how to break these family ties. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in the Holy Quran, warning us against the attempts of shaitan. Allah says in the 53 verse of Surah Al-Bani Israel, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, undoubtedly, shaitan sows disorders amongst them. In the 91st verse of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah says in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, the devil only seeks to instill hatred and enmity between you. So my dear Islam brothers, the tricks of shaitan, he's putting hatred in us, hating each other amongst our families. He's succeeding in whispering like this. Like this, my dear Islam brothers, there are many other places where the attacks of the shaitan, the whispers of shaitan, has an effect. And like with our actions, our amal, with our prayers, with our ibadat, with our worship, shaitan at that time is whispering. Sometimes you find people, they can't even perform wudu. Why? Because they keep on thinking that this part has been missed, this part has been left right, I don't know if I've done my wudu properly. They're there just in the wudu area for such a long time trying to perform the wudu. Sometimes their namaz is gone qaza. Similarly, some people are doing the ghusl, the bath, they keep on thinking that my ghusl is not being done. They're involved in this type of waswasas, this type of whispers of shaitan. My dear Islam brothers, we need to save ourselves from these whispers of shaitan in our worship. Sometimes shaitan comes at the time of performing worship, at the time of prayer, but shaitan is diverting. Finish this work off and then you can go and pray. Like this, a person's namaz becomes qaza. My dear Islam brothers, also, if some people are involved in when the wuzu is done, they think, oh, my wuzu has been broken. And keep in mind, my dear Islam brothers, till we can't swear an oath that my wuzu is broken, your wuzu is not broken, your wuzu is still valid. Still, till you can't firmly say, I've definitely broke my wuzu, then your wuzu is valid. You can continue performing your namaz in this. In this way, inshallah, we will overcome the waswasas, the whispers of shaitan. Shaitan comes at all these moments, my dear Islam brothers, when someone is going to seek the knowledge, when someone is going to perform namaz, when someone is going to make wudu, the whispers of shaitan are coming at all these moments. We have to save ourselves from the whispers of shaitan at these moments. These are the times, my dear Islam brothers, shaitan is whispering with those people who are involved in ibadat, who is involved in doing goodness, that you find people that they are so, they're getting stuck in reciting that they can't even sometimes utter the one word properly because of the whispers of shaitan. save yourself from these whispers and overcome these whispers. And sometimes, my dear Slime Brothers, these whispers can lead someone so astray, that so far that the person is not able to do any worship. So if the person is not ready to do any ibadat, and save yourself from this type of whispers of shaitan. Otherwise, it could be that this would lead us so far away from the deen. And to save yourself saved, keep your family members saved from these types of whispers of shaitan. And alhamdulillah, also when it comes to saving yourself from whispers of shaitan in related to beliefs, have the belief of the greatest companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest of being after the Anbiya alayhi salam, Sina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Because this is also a place where people are in doubt regarding aqaid, regarding beliefs. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned from the journey of Miraj, and the kuffar, they came into the court of Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they said, your Prophet, he has claimed that he has gone to the from here to Masjid al-Aqsa, from Masjid al-Aqsa to the seventh heaven. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he said, if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said this, then I believe. Accept your beliefs in the Prophets of Allah, in our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in related to our deen in this way, the beliefs of the Sahaba, the way the Sahaba was, and inshaAllah azawajal, we will keep ourselves protected, keep your family protected from the whispers of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to save ourselves from these whispers, the effect of these whispers, and these whispers which are leading people astray. May Allah azawajal keep us safe and protected. Ameen bijahin nabil, ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers, continue watching these silsilas, and inshallah we'll bring you a lot more in how the awliya Allah, the pious people of Allah, protected themselves, how shaitan tries to divert someone at the time of his death away from the deen, and how the awliya Allah, they stood against shaitan and they protected the iman. Inshallah, all these and many more regarding the reality of shaitan. So continue watching Madani channel. Ameen bijal nabil, ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all-hearing.